שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, page 2070, item Reish Hei 205, table of answers to the words. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, page 2070, item 205. What is the ascent of the light before it emerges from the Einayim? What is the ascent of the light before it goes out from the Einayim? Exiting the Einayim means the zivug, the coupling, which was made there in Nikve Einayim, which elicited the ten sefirot of Nikudim in their measure. And the matter of the ascent of the light was before, which means that the ending Malchut rose to the place of Bina de Guf. And the light departed from the Kelim, from Chazeh and below. And also the ascent of the mating Malchut to Nikve Einayim, which brought out Zohar outside of the Rosh. And at that time, the falling of the Kelim from Chazeh and below of Nekudot Desag took place and became a vacant space below the Raglaim of Ak. And after that, the Zivug was made in Nikve Einayim, and the Igulim and Yosher, circles and lines, came out in Katnut the Nikudim, and they brought back the Kelim from Chazeh and below to their previous place. Only in the Bechina of a vacant and empty space from any light, because of the ending power of the Parsa, which detains the upper light, so that it will not come to them as known. Again, item 205. What is the ascent of the light before it came out from the Einayim? Coming out from the Einayim means the zivug, the coupling, which was made there in Nikve Einayim, which brought out the ten sefirot of Nikudim in their measure. And the matter of the ascent of light was before, which means that the ending Malchut rose to the place of Bina de Guf. And the light departed from the Kelim from Chazeh and below. And also the ascent of the mating Malchut to Nikve Einayim, which brought Zohar outside of Rosh. And at that time, the falling of the Chazeh, of the Kelim from Chazeh and below of Nekudot Desag became a vacant space below the Raglaim of Ak. And after that, the Zivug was made in Nikve Einayim, and the Igulim and Yosher, circles and lines, came out in Katnut the Nikudim. And they brought back the Kelim from Chazeh and below to their previous place, only in the Bechina of vacant space and empty from any light, because of the ending power of the Parsa, which detains the upper light from passing on to them, as known.
Questions?
No.
Can you explain? It says that they fell from below Nekudot Desag to a vacant and empty space below the Raglaim of Ak. And then it brought them back, but in a new state, probably.
You don't remember what I drew. So what can I do? I also don't know what's going on because the drawing is constantly changing here. We have Galgalta again, Absag, Nekudot Desag, that descend below, they mingle with Nehi De'ak, and Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, takes place. So this is one, this is two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, then we have vessels of bestowal, and here vessels of reception. From here we start counting from Tabor to the Siyum. Afterwards, there was the shattering of the vessels. That the Rishimot ascended to Rosh Desag, to Nikve Naim of Rosh Desag. A Zivug on the Katnut took place, and it expanded until this place of the vessels of bestowal. So here we have Keter, Chochmah, and Bina, which is called Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, and it is all in Katnut. Galgalta Enayim, and Galgalta Enayim, and Galgalta Enayim. That's it. This is on Rishimot, Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Then there were Rishimot, Dalet Gimel, which was a Zivug in the Pederosh, not in Nikve Enayim. And on this Zivug, a complete degree came and expanded from the Tabu until the Siyum, meaning it went through the Parsa. It passed through it. And these are vessels of reception here. So this is where the shattering took place. Shattering below the Parsa and in the zone which were above. All of this shattered. Only Keter and Abba Ve'ima remain because they are called Rosh. So, Rosh, because it's not vessels, it's only the plans. These plans were shattered. They came back to Katnut. They canceled. Now, what happened by the shattering? By the shattering, the vessels received in order to receive. In order to receive. This is here, in order to receive. They fell below to here. And now here below is where they remain. Every vessel, which vessels came out, the vessels of Zon fell downward. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, they all fell down. Chesed, and this is Malchut. The biggest vessel fell lowest. Then, Zivug of Katnut came. And in that Zivug, we had a Zivug on the vessels of bestowal. And on that Zivug, the surrounding light started coming out. When they circle around this point, the point of the Siyum. And then the vessels started changing. Chesed came here and Malchut came here, below. They inverted in their importance. Why? Because here is the zero point, the darkest point.
And here the surrounding light shines. And then the kelim inverted. What was below became above, and what was above became below. Because according to the light, the direct light, these are kelim that shine from above and below, and according to the reflected light, it is the other way around. Because the surrounding light, its end is in its center. Therefore, this is how they are with respect to the new point of Siyum. They started changing, stabilizing.
Okay.
The question about the drawing. The pe of Dalet Gimel, 4x3. It should always be lower than Nikveinaim.
Nikveinaim is above the pe. It's higher, sure. That's the difference between, well, the pe and Nikveinaim is the difference between Bina and Malchut.
Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, by what force the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, was made?
The mixture of Nekudot of Sag, which is the force of Bina, with the force of Malchut, right? Malchut bestowed to Bina and started ruling Bina. Seven refers to the rule of the vessels of reception. And therefore, the second restriction was made, that the lights can be received only until the Balsa. Below the Balsa, the will to receive rules. And therefore, it's impossible. It's not that there's it's impossible to receive there. There's just restriction.
What does it mean that the surrounding light, its end, is in its center?
That its zero is at its center. All the surroundings are there. They end that way, because if I to make zivug daka, so it turns out that in some place I stop the reception of the light here, and there's nothing more. So the light expands from Keter to Malchut, that is in Yosher, and in Igulim, the light always circles around the point of Tzimtzum. So here you have great light, here you'll have a small light, because that's where it ends.
And why is it a small light next to its Nekudat Asiyum?
It even ends there. It's not just little, it's not just small. It ends there because that's the nature of the circles. Where they are stopped, that's where they end. Yes, Boka.
Just in order to remember it schematically, if we're talking about Nikveinaim of Bet Aleph and Dalet Gimel, 2x1 and 4x3, can we say that Bet Aleph is in the same height of the concatenation of 2 and Dalet Gimel of 3 of Galgalta?
We have the Rosh, right? The Rosh of the pots of Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeran, Pin, Malchut. And this is the Pe, that's the Rosh. Now the Pe, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeran, Pin, Malchut. Now the Tabur, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeran, Pin, Malchut. And the Siyum, right? That's fine. Okay. Now, in the Rosh, I do the coupling of beating over all the Sfirot in the Rosh, 10 Sfirot. If I don't have the power to do it over all of the Sfirot, but only the vessels of bestowal, then I'm here in the middle of Bina, making the coupling over the vessels of bestowal. That's called Galgalta 9. So, then in the vessels of Guf also, I don't receive here, and in the vessels of Guf I also use only Galgalta 9, not using the Achap of Guf. In the vessels of the Sof, I also use Galgalta 9, not using Achap of Sof. That's how it happens. So,
But on the right side, we had 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the cascading of Galgalta and Enaim, and their height is Bet Aleph, 2 by 1. It's almost in the height of 2, number 2.
What? I don't understand.
On the right side.
Here?
Yeah.
We had what? What? 5, 6, 7? What?
In Bet Aleph, 2 by 1 of Nikve 9, it is the same height of number 2.
Why does it jump here? What's going on with the diagram, with the board? You've changed the program here, and I can't even draw properly. I can't switch pages. You see, sometimes I hit it like this, it disappears. A lot of smart people are handling this. I can't control this.
Okay, next time.
Read on, Niv. I disagree with this. This is for a month or 2 months already. I'm suffering from this. This device is uncontrollable. You also glued all kinds of stickers here, all kinds of things that only prevent me from pressing the buttons I need. You want to control this.
Adam 206. What is the ascent of Musaf of Shabbat, the addition of Shabbat? The ascent of Musaf, the addition of Shabbat, is similar to the first Bechina of Adam HaRishon, which he had during his birth. What is the ascent of Musaf, the addition of Shabbat? The ascent of Musaf, the Shabbat, is similar to the first Bechina of Adam HaRishon, which he had during his birth.
Meaning, before he started rising, after he wanted to sanctify himself, etc., that led him to the shattering, and then the Aliyah, the ascent of the addition of Shabbat, happens before the mincha, the evening prayer. It's the second ascent. Yeah.
What is the ascent of mincha of Shabbat?
Ah, okay. Yeah.
207. The ascent of mincha de Shabbat is similar to the second bechina before the sin, where Zer Anpin was in the place of Arich Anpin and Nukva in the place of Abba ve'Ima. And Bia in the place of Yesut, and Zon of Atzilut, except for the bottom six of Asiya, which are in the first six of Bria. Again, what is the ascent of Mincha, Nun of Shabbat? The ascent of Mincha de Shabbat is similar to the second Bechina before the sin, where Zer Anpin is in the place of Arich Anpin, and Nukva in the place of Abba ve'Ima, and Bia in the place of Yesut, and Zon of Atzilut, except for the bottom six of Asiya, which are in the first six of Bria.
Well, that's that we learned, right? That in the eve of Shabbat, the worlds ascended by way of the fifth hour of Friday. All the worlds were until the Chazeh of the world of Yetzirah, and then they rose in ten sefirot at the entrance of Shabbat. Then they expand until the Chazeh of the world of Bria. Right? Okay? Alright. What?
Eventually, the igulim, the circles, have to become lines, or the other way around. Lines should become circles.
Eventually, in the final correction, there will be no igulim or yosher the way we learn them here. It will be the light and the kli will be equal. I don't think this can be described in some drawing. Because the igulim will be as yosher, the yosher will be as igulim.
Boris from Berlin is asking, what is the surrounding light that shines below the siyum, chokhmah or chasadim? And in what kli can the light shine below the siyum?
The surrounding light doesn't divide to chokhmah and chasadim. The masach doesn't divide it; it just receives it. According to the intensity, so it shines. That's even before the division by the masach. The masach simply doesn't divide. Chasadim and chokhmah are. It's already the kli from the light of Ein Sof, from the abstract light that exists in Ein Sof. It already divides it by the masach and zivug of the guf. And the surrounding light is a light that doesn't go through zivug daka. It's rejected by that.
A question from Jerusalem. Rav said that the circles around the tzimtzum. So what's the difference between the circles of the restriction, first restriction, and the second restriction?
The circles of this first restriction circle around the point of the siyum of the partzuf, of Galgalta. And the circles of the second restriction circle around the point of the second restriction, around the chazeh of Nekudot of Sag. That is their siyum of the ending of the expansion of the light, and then they raise their vessels from the below the siyum to stand above the palsal. We learn that from Bet Shah Kavanot, the house of gate of intentions, in a broader way. Someone there wanted to ask, yeah.
Perhaps we should give this drawing another chance. Can we zoom in on the left side, what you explained to Chaim Ratz, with the igulim circles? And
I don't know how to do this.
Perhaps another time.
I'm not controlling the device. I don't know. Keep reading.
What is Etz Hadat? What is the tree of knowledge? Item 208. Etz Hadat, the tree of knowledge, is in Asiya, meaning Bechinat from Chazeh and below, which is called Asiya. And the essence of the Chazeh and below is the middle line, Kav Emtza'i, which is Yesod, because Yesod is called Etz, tree. And this is the meaning of the tree crying, wicked, do not touch me.
Meaning, don't use these vessels in order to receive.
What is Etz Hadat, the tree of knowledge? Etz Hadat is in Asiya, meaning Bechinat from Chazeh and below, which is called Asiya.
Meaning where the vessels of bestowal are. Because the reason is the light that expands in the vessels of bestowal, not reception, sorry. The tree of knowledge in Asiya is the aspect of Chazen below called Asiya. From Chazen below is vessels of reception, it's called Asiya, and it's called the tree of knowledge. And the main part of from Chazen below is the middle line, which is Yesod, because the Yesod is called a tree. And therefore, and that's the meaning of, and the tree yelled, wicked one, do not touch me, meaning you can't touch in order to receive, but only in order to bestow. All right? Yes.
We spoke about before, but why, after there was the second restriction, there is a decision to bring out the Gadlut of Nikudim and go below the Parsa?
The second restriction only indicates Nekudot of Sag, that they don't have the strength to use the vessels of Tanhim, because there's no Masach of Bina there. There needs to be a greater Masach there.
So why do they go below the Parsa? I don't understand. Which caused the shattering. There was Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction.
The second restriction never forbids using the vessels like Tzimtzum Aleph. If you have the Masach, use it. give it to Michaelia.
Also, a question about it. What's the difference between chasadim below the parsa in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, which rejects, and what is this addition masach you just spoke of? How can light of Chochmah spread there afterward? What kind of a correction is it? When Malchut rises to Bina in Tzimtzum Bet, there is light of Chasadim there.
In every place where Malchut rose to Bina? Yeah.
There is light of Chasadim there, right?
Right.
But this light of Chasadim, the light of Chochmah, cannot clothe it.
No.
So what's the difference?
It's a big difference. Depending on what's chasadim, are you creating chasadim by rejecting chokhmah and not wanting to receive it, or you want and then you receive it in order to bestow? If so, and it, is it an ascent or a descent? For everything you need to do a calculation, a zivug.
So which kind of zivug should be there so that the light of chokhmah will be able to clothe that light of chasadim?
It cannot expand there in its place. It tried to do it, and it broke in the world of Nikudim.
So when can it, when it rises to Atzilut?
Never. Only in the final correction. When there's Rav Pali Mekapetziel. When all of the exertions, all of the screens, the Masachim, accumulate, then yes. Yes.
In the two items we read about the ascents, he said one of them similar to the ascent of the addition of prayer of Shabbat, which is similar to the birth of Adam HaRishon, and in the ascent of Mincha, he said it is similar to before the sin. What is this similarity between the Olamot and the Neshamot, the worlds and the souls?
The same actions, both in the worlds and in the souls. Activating the vessels of reception in
what
accordance.
Can be said about it? Can it be said that the lights are from the orot and the neshamot are from the kelim?
No, the worlds are also the vessels. I don't understand you.
It is said that the neshamot are inside the olamot. So the ascent of the Olamot is what causes the Neshama to be in a new state?
And also the other way around, that the souls raise the worlds.
So in this example, the Olamot come first, until the ascent of the Olamot comes first?
Until it comes to the shattering. And the work of the person, it happens from the worlds towards the soul. Next, Niv.
Adam 209, what is Asiya of HaOlam HaZeh, this world? Outside of Israel is the meaning of Asiya of HaOlam HaZeh. What is Asiya of HaOlam HaZeh, this world? Outside of Israel is the meaning of Asiya de HaOlam HaZeh.
This world also divides to several discernments, and then the Asiya of this world is called overseas, abroad, or the other way around. Where is Asiya of this world? So he says overseas as Asiya of this world. There are many definitions of sorts, and it doesn't bother us that much. Yeah.
Adam 2... 11. What is the eve of Shabbat after midnight? On the eve of Shabbat after midnight, Chatzot, the worlds begin to ascend, which is the meaning of the additional hay of the sixth day.
Right. In the fifth hour of the sixth day, the worlds begin to rise towards their ascent called Shabbat, towards that state called Shabbat. And all of these ascents are only by the awakening from above, but it's by the exertion that a person first gives in 6 days of work. In the first week, as we learn, there was no Adam yet, rather the Creator created Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbat is a special day. What happens during the the first 6 days is then happening through the ascent called Shabbat. The Chesed Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, and then the Malchut is the Shabbat. What? Let me speak. Why are you continuously raising your hands? Maybe what I'm saying is important for you and will answer your question. What's going on with you guys today? Or maybe it's me. And then, after the 6 days, there's a correction called Shabbat. And then, accordingly, we need to do the work in the 6 degrees called days. Then comes the Shabbat by the awakening from above. Meaning the 6 degree are from the awakening from below, and then the conclusion is in the awakening from above, because that cannot, otherwise there cannot be an influence over the Malchut. That's the matter of the sense of Shabbat. That's it. Yeah.
Adam 213. What is panim bepanim, face to face of zone of Klipot? What is face to face panim bepanim of zone of Klipot? Because of the sin of Adam Rishon, the bottom nine of Nukva fell and clothed Nukva of Klipot, and it is built in a complete parzuf of 10 sefirot. And zone of klipa were made in the bechina of panim bepanim, face to face. What is panim bepanim, face to face of zone of klipot? Because of the sin of Adam Arishon, the bottom nine of Nukva fell and clothed Nukva of klipot. And she is built in a complete parzuf of 10 sefirot. And zone of klipa were made in the bechina of panim bepanim, face to face.
Well, there are many discernments. We already see that the world of Klipot, the state of Klipot, is very complicated.
Item 216. What are internality and externality of Bi'ah, Pnimiyut and Chitzoniyut? Item 216. The essence of Pnimiyut and Chitzoniyut, internality and externality, the place of Bi'ah, which was made from Kelim of Achoraim of Parzuf Nekudot Desag, is the Chitzoniyut, externality. And everything inside that place, meaning the Olamot and whatever is in them, which were sorted out from the Achoraim of the seven Milachim who died, they are the Pnimiyut, internality of Bi'ah. Indeed, there are a few more internalities and externalities. One, Pnimiyut and Chitzoniyut of the 10 Sefirot of Parzuf Bi'ah, where the three Kelim Kachab, in which clothes the internal Naran, they are the internality, Pnimiyut of 10 Sefirot. Two are the Kelim of Zon. And the two Kelim of Zon, Or and Basar, skin and flesh, in which clothes Naran of Chitzoniyut, externality, and also the surrounding of the illumination of the surroundings of Chayat de Yechida, they are the externality of the 10 Sefirot. Two are the offsprings which are born from them, because whatever is born from the internality of the Sefirot are the souls of Bnei Adam, and they are called the internality of the Olamot, and whatever is born from the externality of the Sefirot, which are the Neshamot of Malachim, they are the externality of the Olamot. Also the clothings and Echalot and Rekiim, firmaments and so on, they are born from the externality of the Sefirot, and they are the Chitzoniyut, externality of the Olamot. And also in general, the Orot and Kelim, lights and vessels, are regarded as internality and externality, where the lights are the internality, and the Kelim, in which the lights clothe, they are the externality. And there are few more Bechinot of Pnimiyut and Chitzoniyut, internality and externality. And the source of the division of internality and externality is in answer 91. Again, 216, what are Pnimiyut and Chitzoniyut, internality and externality of Bi'ah? The main internality and externality, the place of Bi'ah, which is made from the Kelim of Achoraim of Parzuf Nekudot Desag, is the Chitzoniyut, externality. And everything inside that place, meaning the Olamot and everything in them, which were sorted out from the Achoraim of the seven Melachim who died, they are Pnimiut, internality of Bi'ah. However, there are few more kinds of internalities and externalities. One, internality and externality of 10 sefirot of Parzuf Bi'ah, where the three Kelim Kachab, in which clothe the internal Naran, they are the internality of the 10 sefirot. And the two Kelim Zon, or and Basar, skin and flesh, in which clothe Naran of externality, and also the illumination of the surroundings of Chaya and Yechida, they are the externality of the 10 sefirot. The second are the offsprings which are born from them, because whatever is born from the internality of the Sefirot are the souls of Bnei Adam, and they are called the internality of the Olamot. And whatever is born from the externality of the Sefirot, which are the Neshamot of Malachim, they are the externality of the Olamot. Also the clothings, Heichalot and Rekiim, firmaments, they are born from the externality of the Sefirot, and they are the externality of the Olamot. And also in general, the lights and vessels, Orot and Kelim, are regarded as Pnimiut and Chitzoniut, where the lights are the internality, and the Kelim in which the lights clothe, they are the externality. And there are few more Bechinut of Pnimiut and Chitzoniut, internality and externality.
Okay. Yes, Gil.
Can I ask about item 213?
Yeah, ask.
What does it mean that there's a partsuf of klipot?
Because they sucked from the lights. Let's put it like this. Where do the partsufim come from? That's what you're asking.
Because we learned that the partsuf is a partsuf with the intention in order to bestow, and klipot are in order to receive.
Right. So where there is a deficiency in the kedusha, the holiness, in order to bestow, in it there is an ability for the klipot to exist. Wait. If the holiness, the kedusha simply makes a restriction, there is no klipa. There is what's called vacant space, there is chasadim, that depends on the situation. But if the kedusha wanted to work on this, like say in the breaking of the vessels, why is the place of the klipot below? Because the klipot spread there in order to in the vessels of reception. Seemingly, there was an expansion in the intention in order to bestow. It's not the lights in the vessels and which cannot be if it's in order to receive. There was an intention for the lights to come into the vessels in order to receive, and that's the world, meaning it's the imagination of receiving in order to receive.
Which wasn't implemented yet?
It's not actually like that because there's a restriction from above, but when there will be a correction, all of the klipa will be cancelled. Next.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה
עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה לילה שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור אני זוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור אני זוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שירון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה